Hello, this is your daily dose of news from On Manorama. I'm your host Vishnu, and these are the major news stories of Monday, April 29th, 2024. The Supreme Court asked Delhi Chief Minister Arvind Kejriwal, who has been arrested in a money laundering case, why has he not filed a bail application before the trial court? The Delhi High Court dismissed a petition that sought deductions to disqualify Prime Minister Narendra Modi from contesting elections for 6 years for allegedly seeking votes in the name of deities. The centre on Monday told the Supreme Court that around Rs 3,400 crore has been released to the Karnataka government for drought management in the state. The Aam Aadmi Party claimed the Election Commission has banned its Lok Sabha campaign song Jail Ka Jawab Vote Se Denge, but officials of the Delhi poll body said the party was asked to modify the contents of the song since it violated EC's guidelines and advertising codes. The India Meteorological Department on Monday sounded an orange alert in Kerala's Palakkad district due to the possibility of a heat wave. Let's get into the details. The Supreme Court on Monday asked Delhi Chief Minister Arvind Kejriwal, who has been arrested in a money laundering case stemming from the alleged excise policy scam, why has he not filed a bail application before the trial court. A bench of Justices Sanjeev Khanna and Deepankar Datta was hearing the Aam Aadmi Party leader's plea challenging his arrest by the Enforcement Directorate. The lawyer said there are several reasons, including that Kejriwal's arrest was illegal. The hearing in the matter is underway. The ED arrested Kejriwal on March 21st after the Delhi High Court refused to grant him protection from coercive action by the Federal Anti-Money Laundering Agency. The Chief Minister is currently lodged in the Tihar Jail under judicial custody. The High Court had on April 9th upheld Kejriwal's arrest in the money laundering case, saying there was no illegality about it and that the ED was left with little option after he skipped repeated summonses and refused to join the investigation. The matter pertains to alleged corruption and money laundering in the formulation and execution of the Delhi government's now-scrapped excise policy for 2021-22. The Delhi High Court on Monday dismissed a petition that had sought deductions to disqualify Prime Minister Narendra Modi from contesting elections for 6 years for allegedly seeking votes in the name of deities. Justice Sachin Datta said the plea was devoid of any merits. The petitioner had urged the court to take action against Modi for allegedly seeking votes in the name of gods and places of worship, saying this amounted to violating the Modal Code of Conduct and committing an offence under the Indian Penal Code and Representation of the People Act. The Lok Sabha polls are currently being held in the country. The centre on Monday told the Supreme Court that around Rs 3,400 crore has been released to the Karnataka government for drought management in the state. A bench of Justices B.R. Gawai and Sandeep Mehta was hearing a plea filed by the Karnataka government seeking a deduction to the centre to release financial assistance from the National Disaster Response Fund to the state for drought management. Senior advocate Kapil Sibal, appearing for Karnataka, said Rs 3,450 crore has been released, but the state's request was for assistance of Rs 18,000 crore. He said an inspection was done by an interministerial team which sent a report to a subcommittee. The petition has sought to declare that the centre's action in not releasing the financial assistance for drought arrangement as per the NDRF is ex facie violative of the fundamental rights of the people of the state guaranteed under Articles 14 and 21 of the Constitution. It said the state is reeling under severe drought, affecting the lives of its people, and for the Kharif 2023 season, which starts in June and ends in September, a total of 223 out of 236 taluks are declared as drought affected. The plea said 196 taluks are categorized as severely affected and the remaining 27 as moderately affected. It said the assistance sought from the sender under the NDRF is Rs 18,171.44 crore. The Aam Aadmi Party claimed the Election Commission has banned its Lok Sabha campaign song Jail Ka Jawab Vote Se Denge, but officials of the Delhi poll body said the party was asked to modify the contents of the song since it violated EC's guidelines and advertising codes. The over 2-minute campaign song, penned and sung by Aam Aadmi Party MLA Dilip Pandey, was released at the party headquarters on Thursday. In a statement, the Delhi Chief Electoral Office said during a review and scrutiny of the advertisement submitted by the Aam Aadmi Party, the Media Pre-Certification Committee headed by Delhi's Joint Chief Electoral Officer made certain observations with reference to various provisions and guidelines stipulated by the Election Commission. Earlier, the Delhi poll panel said certain images and phrases are slanderous remarks and criticism of the ruling party on the basis of unverified facts and also cast aspersions on the judiciary and police. Addressing a press conference, Aam Aadmi Party senior leader Atishi accused the Election Commission of becoming a political weapon of the BJP and turning a blind eye to its violations. She also asserted that the campaign song does not mention the BJP and does not violate the Modal Code of Conduct. The India Meteorological Department on Monday sounded an orange alert in Kerala's Palakkad district due to the possibility of a heat wave. The weather agency also issued a yellow alert in some areas of Kollam and Thrissur districts in the wake of scorching heat and due to the possible threat of a heat wave, the Kerala State Disaster Management Authority said. The IMD predicted that the temperature in Palakkad and Kollam and Thrissur districts was likely to soar up to 41 degrees Celsius and 40 degrees Celsius respectively from April 29th to May 3rd. The temperature in Kozhikode district is likely to soar up to 39 degrees Celsius, the State Disaster Management Authority said in a statement. That brings us to the end of this episode. Thanks for listening to Daily News Dose, hosted and produced by me, Vishnu Muralidharan, with technical support from IW Studios. Follow www.onmanorama.com for detailed updates on the latest news and be sure to come back tomorrow.